welcome to Rebel Time Radio on July 11th, 2012. On today's show, we have Royal Red Brigade all the way from Regina, alongside Farler Sfiri from Sherbrooke. We caught up with them on their East Coast Canadian tour. We will also feature the latest Rebel Time Records release, the Born Wrong Klein's 96 split 10-inch. Stick around, you don't want to miss this.
We're talking about a bunch of sickos, metal rejects running wild in our streets.
We're talking about kids. Kids like yours and mine.
Ha, well, I'm damn sure they aren't my kids.
Yeah.
All right, we just heard Klein's 96, punk hardcore out of Regina. They have a brand new release coming out, which is a split 10-inch, which also features Born Wrong, which is a Hamilton punk hardcore band, which I'm going to play two songs of Born Wrong as well coming up next. But firstly, I played two tracks from Klein's 96. The first track was The Kids Don't Care, and the second one was The Rot. And now this album is officially released as of July 1st. So if you head down to rebeltimerecords.com, you can hit up the pre-order, and you can also get a pretty sweet deal for $15, a Born Wrong t-shirt, along with the split 10-inch, which features 8 tracks, 4 from each band. Also want to remind folks of our last podcast, which was Quebec Solidarity playlist, and just briefly talked about the Quebec student movement and played lots of French music and other music inspired by the Quebec student movement. Just a reminder that we are sponsored by meanscreens.ca. Highly recommend if you're a band, you check them out for whatever you need merch-wise. They're a really good deal. They're local, and they're punks. They play in a punk band called The Rotten. So they know how to do good merch, and they know what the bands need. So check that out, meanscreens.ca. Also on today's show, we have Royal Red Brigade from Regina and Farler's Fury. I got a chance to speak with them about a week and a half ago as they rolled through Ontario. We'll play that interview in about 10 minutes. I want to get to two tracks from Hamilton's Born Wrong, the latest band to join Rebel Time Records, and great people and good friends of ours. Promise of the Godless by Born Wrong on Rebel Time Radio, 100.3 Sound FM Waterloo. Little dedication there to Good Riddance, who officially reformed, and I just saw them in London, Ontario. Wow, the energy they have was just incredible. It's almost like they started the band for the first time. So it was really good to see a big crowd out, and I called the office in London for Good Riddance, and of course they played a free show in Toronto with Bad Religion. So yeah, we played Fly's First Class off Good Riddance's first album, Forgotten Country, and a later song off Operation Phoenix, Shit Talking Capitalist. And of course we played Born Wrong, two brand new tracks off their split 10 inch with Klein's 96 out on Rebel Time Records and also Harvest King Records. So if you're on the west coast of Canada listening to this, make sure you buy it from them. It'll be a little bit cheaper for shipping, and possibly you can get it from a store there in the middle of Canada somewhere. We are going to get to Royal Red Brigade and Farler's Fury. We had them in the studio a week ago. First, I want to play and announce just a few shows coming up. Chris Walter, he's an East Vancouver author, is coming through. He just released a new book, a biography on SNFU. And so he'll be in Hamilton on August 19th, the Sunday at the St. Hollywood. It's $7, all ages licensed. Doors at 6 p.m. Hockey Teeth is also playing Steel Town Spoilers. hold a grudge for Montreal and the letdown, so don't miss that. And Chris will do his usual thing. He does a spiel and reads from his books, and it's pretty entertaining. August 16th as well at the Hive in Kitchener, he will be doing the same at a show. I'm not sure what the lineup is right now, but as soon as I know, I'll send out some details. The next band I'm going to play is a different show that's happening this Sunday in Kitchener at the Coffin Studio. We have a band from Windsor coming called the Nephidox, a punk ska band. And it's also a homecoming show for Brutal Youth and The Decay, who are just coming home from an East Coast tour. So check that out Sunday at 5 to 10 p.m. If you're interested, at 5:30, there is going to be a quick, brief discussion on the Quebec student movement, and just share some information and contact folks, possibly students, to other folks and students who are organizing around that. So let's hear the Nephidox. We'll play a song called Night Shifts. I think it's a newer release of theirs, and you can catch them on Sunday. Then we will get to Royal Red Brigade, a song called Glory Hounds, and play an interview with them at Sound FM. have Jody here from Parlor's Fury. Hey, Jody.
Hey.
Remember the last time you were here?
I do. Was that a year ago?
I think it was about a year ago. But folks can check out on rebeltimerecords.com. There's an old interview the last time Jody, your band, was here, Parlor's Fury. But we'll talk to you a bit later in the show. Really want to talk a little bit about your recent European tour. And I don't want to say comical, but your touring luck, maybe we'll chat that up. Right now, we'll stick first to Royal Red Brigade because we've never had him on the show, and I'm pretty stoked you guys are here today. Jason, maybe you want to talk about your role in the band and just maybe a brief description of your band, and then we'll go on to Jess and everyone else in the band kind of doing the same thing. It's your moment to say what you like about Royal Red Brigade, what you play, your name.
I'm Jason. I sing and play guitar. Yeah.
Principal songwriter.
Principal songwriter, Jason?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. And you said you also play guitar, right?
I do play guitar, yeah. Left-handed guitar.
Left-handed.
Distinction.
Nice. Jess, you want to talk? You play bass, as I saw your show in London. Unless that's changed since one night ago. And we've broken equipment already.
Uh-oh. What do I do?
Smooth bass player.
Left-handed as well.
Oh, wow. Two.
Two lefties. My name's Dylan, and I just joined the band recently. I toured with these guys 2 summers ago, played guitar, and they needed a guitar player, so I was happy to fill the role. These are all my favorite people in the world. So, yeah, I'm new to the band. So I'm more of a fan than a member at this point.
Dill, you're always a member. You've always have been a member. I'm Mitch. I play drums and yelp sometimes from the back.
Can someone explain Royal Red Brigade? How do you describe yourself? You know, if an industry rep was here, how would you sell yourself, or would you care?
It's always been a hard thing to kind of articulate the genre, especially. Maybe I'll try to take a stab at it because I've been watching these guys play for a little while. I think Royal Red combines a lot of different elements from a lot of different dark corners of punk rock and rock and roll. Big influences, Murder City Devils, Zeke, Dwarves, stuff like that. I think it's punk with rock and roll through and through. Yeah.
Somebody called us street rock and roll at one point, and I really like that.
We've heard street rock and roll, we've heard punk rock and roll, we've heard bayou punk, we've heard Fender hardcore, we've heard...
Wow.
I don't know what that means, yeah. But maybe we're all of the above. Or none of the above.
Excellent. And you're on tour. You played Ontario about a year ago, a year and a half ago. You actually played Kitchener at the Kitchener-Waterloo Community Center for Social Justice,
right.
Which has since been shut down. But there is a possible new venue similar to that. It was a social space, so it was a really good place to do all ages shows. Can you talk about, you've been on the road for about a month? Pretty close to that. Maybe just talk about how that's going so far, the crowds, the cities.
It's actually gone really well. You know, a tour is, I think, peaks and valleys, especially when you're hitting places you haven't played before, so... trying to break into new scenes, new communities. So I think all in all, we've done really well in that regard. Places like Edmonton and Vancouver that have seen us before were maybe among the better shows, but we played Winnipeg a few times, and this time was the best time. Things seem to be getting better. That's why it's important for us to be back out east, I think, too, is to remind people that we're still around, still making new music.
And how far east? You still have 2 weeks, I guess?
Or more. Three before we're back home.
So it's a pretty long tour.
Yeah,
and I think we're also getting better at the treacheries of the road, dealing with them, living in more extreme circumstances, and dealing with each other and stuff. I think we're getting better and better at that. So,
I think the total number of days we're gone is 44, wow. Which is new for us. That's a long time.
Long. Yeah. But it's good. It's kind of our favorite thing to do, though, is touring. I mean... This to us is more like normal life than going back to our jobs and doing things like that. Right?
And we promised once this album was recorded, we were going to hand deliver it across the country. So I don't know who else will do it for us.
That's a good distribution strategy.
Right. Hand to hand combat.
It works, and you know for sure someone has the CD, and you might even get some money for it.
Right, absolutely.
Do you want to talk about your new album? You've had a few releases in 7-inch form on Harvest King Records. So maybe somebody could talk about the album, maybe Jason, since you write a lot of the songs, and Dylan, maybe you can talk about Harvest King Records, since you're involved in running that label out of Regina.
I think the birth of the album was actually a miscommunication between me and Dylan. He asked me to go get the vinyl so we could sell it to a record shop, and I thought he said, "Give in to the violence." And that was kind of the seed that was planted when we were talking about recording this new album. And I think what we really wanted to do when we set out to record it was just record all of our back material, our catalog, wipe the slate clean. And we even wrote, I think, 5 or 6 new songs for the new recording. Yeah, it's a chance to show people what we have, but it's also the first step in where the band is going. So we got a lot of help in Regina from Luke Hart, who engineered it for us and mixed it and kind of brought us to the next level and
produced it
and showed us, you know, kind of what we were capable of and
stoked the fire.
Yeah.
So at the risk of being embarrassed here and possibly losing scene points, who is Luke Hart for our listeners who don't know and for this DJ who definitely doesn't know right now?
Oh, he was just a local guy playing a metal band. We just kind of...
Legend.
We didn't know him very well, right? And that's what we liked about it. You know, it's not a friend that's going to tell you what you want to hear. And he wasn't even into... I mean, he's into all kinds of music, but he played in a metal band that didn't play in the same kind of plane as we did. And that's what we wanted to kind of bring him into the mix. And yeah, like, he's not a famous producer or anything, but he's got the best ear I've heard in the business. I mean,
he's famous now.
Yeah.
Rebel Time Radio is talking it up. I'll probably tag him on the blog and the Twitter.
Yeah, his life will just start now.
Yeah. Awesome.
You're
welcome, Luke.
And Dylan, this was put out on Harvest King Records?
Well, this one...
Or is this...
The first 7-inch was put out on Harvest King Records, and there's always an affiliation. Harvest King Records, like most punk rock labels these days, is more of an idea than it is a bank account to produce whatever, records, tours, or anything like that. So with the label, we've just tried to use it to draw attention to certain things. My brother is the one that's mostly in charge of it. He picks bands and puts money behind it when he can. So the idea with this one was that Harvest King Records will still be behind it and support it. Like, you know, I mean, Harvest King Records is a big part of the Regina community, but it's also an opportunity to shop it out to other people who may be interested in it, see who might pick it up, help us distro, what other labels you can get in contact with, stuff like that. I mean, we're looking to tour Europe, so, you know, do a co-release there or any kind of distro options. So the point is to still use Harvest King Records in any way we can, but see if we can move beyond, above and beyond, you know.
Yeah, it's good to spread around to different labels and make it easy for them to take it on and give it to lots of labels in different areas. Because you have that good distribution network of personal delivery, so it works. It's working. So, does anybody want to quickly talk about the track we're going to play here?
I believe this should be A Love Radio. How can I say this politely?
Tell me what it's named after.
It's named after Andrew Love.
Guitar player for
Klein's Lane 6. Of Klein's Lane 6, who heckled us so badly at a show that I think the return was, can somebody turn off the goddamn radio? A-Love Radio. And
a song was born.
And a song was born, yeah.
I class, broke glass, I know I can't go.
And we're back with Royal Red Brigade. You are all the way from Regina?
Yes.
What province is that in? Is that Saskatchewan?
Did you go to school?
Indeed, it is.
It's the capital city.
Thank you. It's the capital city of Saskatchewan. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about what you're trying to, maybe not lyrically say through your music, but kind of why you're touring in this fashion, going down non-commercial routes, booking your own tours, working with independent labels. Or if you like, you can talk about the content throughout your music. You can take your pick, Jason. Or you can do a blend of those.
Well, I think the reason that we do things, like being independent and doing it ourselves, is a twofold. You know, one being the main option available to us, to be honest. But I think all of us are hands-on people, like to do things ourselves. We all like to build and make things.
You can keep it more authentic that way, and you know you have control over your own art. I think that's really important.
What's interesting about that, I like Jason's lyrical content. Maybe not even lyrical content, but the general aesthetic of the band. There's this kind of military theme and kind of violence and giving to the violence and destroy and everything like that. And I always saw it as, I mean, art is always war. I've always seen it in that way. And I just love that aesthetic that runs through the band in that way. I mean, we talk about war. I mean, tour is war. Putting out your own album, writing an album, recording it is war. You know what I mean? You fight with the world. You fight against all the odds. And I always love that about the lyrical content. So, I mean, the songs themselves may not be sharply political, but I think that that's a larger political statement within the music, is that art is war, and I think that, you know, given to the violence is kind of, you know, our way of being, like, given what we're doing, you know, like, hopefully feel the force.
That's a good answer. I also want to know, just because something that we're trying to do here is actively discuss and figure out ways to involve young kids. We have a lot of bands coming through that have great crowds, but because they're these bands that have had crowds for a long time, they already have established promoters. You basically know who's coming to the show, and it's been a lot of 19 plus. Like, the punk scene has aged, right? Mm-hmm. Which kind of takes away from what punk was supposed to be, right? So I just want to know, you know, here we're trying to specifically do all ages shows, specifically target high schools, get the kids out and share that message. Is anything like that going on in Regina right now? And Jody, you could also talk about Sherbrooke in this instance.
Again, it's war. Promoting shows is hard work, and getting people interested, like you said, I mean, getting people to care. We put on shows, we do everything we can, and I feel the same way. We're losing the younger edge. You know, the older people grow more established and respect and buy more and stuff like that, and there's just less and less new generations, new waves of kids coming out.
I thought it was a weird phenomenon in Regina that we can't seem to get young kids out to our shows. I don't know if it's, no, you know, the way people are dealing with music is something that none of us never grew up with. Mm-hmm. And now it's so accessible, and you can see your favorite band live from, you know, your bedroom.
You know, live stream.
You can download.
Why leave your couch?
Yeah, you can download whole discographies in a half hour. I don't know, I feel like sometimes kids are getting into it, you know, for a total of 2 months, and they've covered something that took me 20 years to cover, and they're done and moved on.
Yeah, you get young kids coming out with post, I cringe to say it, but young kids with post-punk bands who are already over the mentality, over the ideas.
They're not even drinking age yet. How does that, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to compete. Like, that's why I think live music's so important. That's why what you're doing, touring consistently, you know, year in, year out, is so important, because that's where you can actually grab someone and change their lives, is through a live set. So it's about making those links, making sure that happens. Your show in London, Ontario, which was at a house, had a lot of young kids. Mm-hmm. KW's had many all ages shows, a lot of bands that stuck around and never gave in to working with, you know, compromising and working with bigger promoters. They always stayed underground. Bands like Brutal Youth, The Decay, there's lots of examples here, but those bands have been playing for a long time and still seem to attract young crowds. And I think it comes from playing those local shows and not being a band that just tries to get on bigger tours and things like that. Where are you going to be playing to, you know, 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds, you know? Maybe we'll talk a little bit. You've been on tour with Farler's Fury for most of this tour?
Yes.
All of it.
Since day one, yeah.
So we won't talk about them being an influence, but other bands, because we'll talk to Jody a bit in a sec, but other bands on tour that you want to talk about that you really like. There's a band called You and Guelph that I think some of you really enjoyed.
Yeah, I've Wow.
Or were blown away.
Yeah, I've never been taken by a band like that before. It was pretty amazing.
But we got a good opportunity to see lots of good bands like that. I mean, bands in Edmonton as well. Not this time around, but we've met people like Tarantula and the Get Down, friends of ours. And
Rhubarbs.
The Rhubarbs go out west and play with the Rebel Spell. You know, there's so many good bands out there.
Who's that band in Vancouver? The first band.
Fierce Creep.
Oh my god. Was their first show?
Yeah.
Yeah, they tore us
apart. It was like Juggalo hardcore. And this young girl was wearing
drums and vocals.
What young girl wearing a rape mask.
Fierce Creep.
He uses Juggalo very loosely on that one. Yeah.
We're just kind of sitting there at the beginning of the night, and it's like, wow, okay, the bar's been set pretty high, and I'm playing in three or four bands later, you know?
What about Regina? You know, we have a lot of people in Ontario touring out west. What bands should they be checking out when they pass through?
Jump Off.
Yeah, there's a band called The Jump Off's really good. They're getting pretty big. Bands like Clans 96 or Contaminate, you can check out as well.
Those are Dylan's other bands.
Happen to be affiliated with some of those.
Yeah, a little self-promotion there, Dylan.
Well, the problem is there just really isn't that many bands in Regina right now. I mean, of that, especially in the punk rock world, Saskatoon seems to be beating us right now. There's a lot of bands coming up. There's a band called Weekends in Saskatoon, a band called Soulmates, really good punk bands.
Heard of Wasters
in Saskatoon, also really good. So yeah, Regina's in a little bit of a slump right now.
Tomorrow Starts the Day is
Tomorrow
a wicked band.
Tomorrow Starts the Day, there we go. There's definitely a great new Tomorrow punk band starts from Regina, yeah.
Cool, we'll try to put some of these links on our podcast so people can check out the bands. Jody is here from Farler's Fury. Royal Rebrigade, thanks a lot for coming into the studio.
Thanks.
Hopefully,
you're welcome.
And yeah, next time you'll have to play Kitchener, but you played Guelph at Molly Bloom's and you played London. Maybe before we go to Jody, just quickly give us a rundown of your next 3 weeks. You're not going to be back in Ontario?
Oh, we're playing Toronto, well, tomorrow, which would be yesterday when you... Well, Tuesday is the Bovine Sex Club in Toronto. Then we're off to Ottawa at the...
Legion.
At the Legion. Yeah. And then we're off to Quebec with Farlers in their hometowns. Off to Montreal at the Crowbar with the Decay and Brutal Youth as well.
Awesome. Yeah, those two bands are going east on a tour. So, and actually on July 15th, they'll be playing Kitchener, a comeback show with the Decay and Brutal Youth. So I might as well plug it now because it's still a few weeks away. So look out for that if you're in the Kitchener-Waterloo area. And again, thanks for coming into Rebel Time Radio today. And we'll put up some links to your music. How can people get your music right now? What's the easiest way?
The brand new album's on Bandcamp. If you go to royalredbrigade.com, it has all of our sites up there. That's probably the easiest place to go.
All right, folks, so check out Royal Red Brigade on Bandcamp or Google or all the other ways to find it. Or go to a record shop.
Yeah.
And be disappointed that it's not there. And tell them to get it. I'm sure Encore Records or Orange Monkey Records or Crash Landing in Hamilton out of town has it. We'll move on to Jody here because we have about 5 minutes here to talk to our old pal Jody from Farler's Fury. How you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm doing good. Trying to stay positive.
Cool. So... Farler's Fury's been pretty busy. You don't have a new album out, but you're still touring Purgatory Quebec and writing new music, I heard.
Yeah, we're touring the crap out of that album. 3 times across Canada, 2 US tours, 2 European tours.
Has anything changed since the last time you were here?
We play it harder and faster. With every crushing defeat that we suffer on the road, it just drives us even further. And I think our live show's really, really been stripped down, and it's back to basics, you know?
You did your second tour in Europe this past April, I believe?
Yeah. We were in Europe. Our first time was in October, and then we decided to hit it right again immediately as quick as possible. Not really to make a statement or anything, just because, you know, it's a way to extend your touring season when it's still really cold in Canada. It can go somewhere where it's just more temperate, which it wasn't.
Did you play a lot of shows outside of France? I think your first tour you did a lot more of France. And
yeah,
this
our booker's
time.
From France, and he's starting out as well. And the first tour was France heavy, and like us, he's getting a little sick of being at home, and he likes to go away, and we like that about him. And so this time we had an emphasis on Eastern Europe, and we played Germany and Netherlands, which we had never played before, so Italy as well.
Did you, we'll talk about Italy in a second, but did you also play the Canadian Cafe in France?
No, we didn't.
I forget
play
what city that's in.
That's in Tours. One of our favorite cities, actually, because we spent some downtime there, and it seems like every city that we spend some downtime in, we just fall in love with, and we get to know it, and you know, we're not playing. We've been there. We saw, is it Belvedere? No, This Is a Standoff. We went to see them there the day before our show. We didn't get booked there because they're having problems with the authorities. There's a lot of bylaws and whatnot. So it's a little bit of bad press. So we go in more of the underground spots to not draw much attention to that place.
Cool. Forget what I was going to ask you, but I will think of it if I talk about the question long enough. But it's great to have you here again. You're in the process of re-releasing Purgatory Quebec, or is that just an idea right now?
No, that's going to happen very soon.
That's with My Fingers, My Brain Records.
Exactly.
For Ontario.
Exactly. We're pretty much almost sold out of CDs, which is ridiculous. Like, we've only ever printed 500 of anything in the past, and Purgatory Quebec came out, we did 1,000, because it's pretty much the same price, right? It's a mega price break right there.
Yeah.
And over a year and a half, I don't know, maybe we have less than 100 left, which is really good, something that was unexpected. So that we're looking to re-release that on CD as well as other medium, mainly vinyl. I would love to see that on vinyl. That in itself is a bit of a obstacle. So
I'm sure it could work pretty well.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I know people are still buying a lot of CDs, but I know in Europe people ask for vinyl. So you guys have been in Europe twice, so.
Yeah, we need something. We need something new. When we go back, we made so many promises, right? And we got to make good on them. When we come back, we're gonna have some new stuff.
Is there anything in the next 3-4 months? Or are you guys just going home? You've done a lot of touring. Maybe bring up kind of the troubles you've had in Europe. If people, I know a lot of people listening have bands and dream of going to Europe at some point. So maybe you can talk about some of the harder stuff that happens there.
Yeah, for some reason we seem to be the poster boys for hard stuff, and we usually try to take it as well as possible and keep a positive outlook, because if you start to get down on yourself when things happen, then it's just gonna kill you in the end. I mean, this time when we went to Europe, day one our van broke down. And so we had to rent something. It cost us like 650 euros for 3 days just to get us to a town where we could rent a tour van.
That's right.
And that car got broken into. And all our stuff was robbed. And GPS was robbed as well in the middle of Italy.
So your laptops?
Laptops, phones, cameras, everything. We literally used the sun to find our way back. Okay, maybe it sounds a little stupid because Canada is basically just one long highway. And if you're going the wrong direction, you should know. You know, the sun's behind you, it's supposed to be in front of you, but Italy and Europe is a grid of complicated road signs and everything. So we took a real hit there. I think our van ended up costing twice or maybe more than twice as much as it should have. So it was a little hard. But that's not to discourage anyone from going to Europe. I mean, it's great. These things happen everywhere, as they've happened to us in Canada and in the U.S.
And you can't have bad luck forever, right?
So far, so good. We'll let you know. You see on the back of our T-shirt. And that's it. When we got robbed in Italy, it's like a lot of people would just freak out, and which we did, and we dealt with that in the best way that we thought possible. But then maybe we wear our failures a bit too much on our sleeves or on the back of our shirts, and that's when we decided, like, for this tour, the Home Is Where the Van Is tour, to on our theme T-shirt, we just put all the times our van has been broken into or broken down on the back of our shirt. And I think we're going to need to redo the screens when we reprint the T-shirts, because there's a few more additions.
And so going back to France, did you feel that people are starting to remember you? How do you fit into the scene there? You have, most of your songs are in English, but you definitely have a few songs in French. Is that something you do more of there? You have more French songs, or
no? We play it as it is. We try to we don't want to change who we are. We don't want to change our set going to Europe. Kind of bring who we are there, and I mean, I think that's what everyone wants. And even then, like, we have comments that people prefer that we sing in English, because there's so many languages, so many cultures, and English seems to be one that you can kind of like, everyone seems to understand it, so they want to know what you're saying. And when we do play, like, one thing I noticed very quickly in Europe is people were singing the words to our songs, and that's barely happened in Canada or in the U.S. I mean, it's starting to happen now. We're noticing that on our tour, but that's the biggest compliment that anyone could pay to us.
Canada, yeah, we smoke a lot of pot, so we forget lyrics.
Yeah, but...
In Europe, they smoke spliffs, so they're mostly just...
That's true.
...smoking tobacco. It's like, no thanks, I don't want a joint.
Yeah.
But it's nice to catch up with you, Jody, and I hope your new album is as good as the last, because that's going to be pretty hard to beat. Where can people grab that album for now? My Fingers, My Brain.
Yeah, My Fingers, My Brain
has a website now,
I think. Has a web store there, and you can go and download from there. There's also, if you prefer digital side of things, it's on Bandcamp right now. I mean, we're kind of looking at the iTunes thing, and I don't think we're going to do that. So that's the best way, is just from Bandcamp or directly from My Fingers, My Brain.
Awesome. So catch Farler's Fury and Royal Red Brigade heading out east. All right, that was Farler's Fury and Royal Red Brigade on Rebel Time Radio. About a week and a half ago, I recorded the interview and played it for everyone tonight. And you can download the podcast of tonight's show and also our previous shows at rebeltimerecords.com under the podcast icon. And yeah, we have a lot of archives. Especially check out the Quebec Solidarity setlist podcast that we had last week, which featured some amazing French music influenced by the Quebec student movement. Don't forget to pre-order your copy of Born Wrong and Klein's 96 split 10-inch, recently released on Rebel Time Records and Harvest King Records, a really great hardcore punk thrash label from Regina. And actually, Dylan, who plays in Klein's 96, also plays in Royal Red Brigade. On the last podcast, I think I confused everyone a little bit on what I meant by that. I think people thought Dylan was in Farler's Fury, but just to clear that up very quickly. And don't forget to check out meanscreens.ca if you need to get any merchandising done. Local company in Kitchener-Waterloo. I'm going to end the set with Farler's Fury, Pocket, and we'll see everybody else next week. Don't forget, we are now on Wednesdays at 9 p.m.